Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello. So basically, I recorded this episode days ago, and the recording was deleted. It was not saved. And it was actually my best episode in months, I think, in at least 2 months. I was very fired up. And obviously, that raw rage and emotion makes for good podcasting episodes. But of course, it was deleted. So I'm finally spending time right now to re-record. Hold on one second. So going forward, I think I'm always going to just try to record everything twice on two different devices. So I recorded that episode on my laptop and not my laptop and my cell phone, and I got completely effed. So anyway, I'm gonna probably be reading here and there because I do have a transcript of that episode. So I'm probably gonna be reading a bit from it, but we'll see. I'm gonna play it by ear. So basically, like, I am feeling really good. Spotify Wrapped came out, and Spotify Wrapped is every podcast host's dream. It is the most affirming, motivating, inspiring, encouraging thing that a podcaster could ever want. Spotify creates a little video of only the positives about how much your podcast has grown, how people are listening to your episodes, things of that nature. And it is the most rewarding thing for podcasters. It's like, however fun as it is as a listener of just music, to have your Spotify Wrapped come out, it is tenfold for every podcast host. So anyway, I'm feeling really good about that. I'm feeling really good about some other things. So I'm just like savoring every single millisecond because things could always change just at any moment. So let's see here. Now, we are still in the thick of it. We are still in the weeds of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, one of the best things to happen to Hulu since it dropped, at least in the reality TV sphere. So the cast is giving us more content than we know what to do with. And the reunion is about to drop. It comes out tomorrow, hosted by Stassi. So I still need to recap season 3, and I dropped the ball in recapping like season 2. I'm behind, yes. But I'm going to wait until next week to recap the reunion so I could give you guys more time to watch the reunion. And hopefully I will recap all of the episodes before then. So let's see here. So Demi Engelmann. You know, the bitch is so relevant that I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. Like, and I don't want to. So anyways, that lets you know how I feel about Demi. So there are reports / rumors that Demi has been fired from the cast or fired from the show The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And when I was watching the show, I wasn't even thinking about how much Demi was digging her own grave when it comes to her employment on the series. Now, Demi allegedly, or what I believe she did, is that she falsely accused Marciano of Vanderpump Villa fame of SA, right? So Demi said that Marciano sexually assaulted her twice. She claims that he grabbed her butt. Then all of a sudden, much later, she changed her story and said that he grabbed her genitals. It's just so outlandish. Like, I'm not saying that he could not have done it, but what I am saying is Demi is a very unreliable source. When she went to look at, to find a text that Marciano sent her on, like, episode, you know, when she appeared, because she didn't appear until, like, episode 6 this season, she had to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. There's so many text messages. She clearly, very obviously, had an emotional affair with Marciano. That's abundantly clear. And Marciano's ex-girlfriend said that Demi told Marciano that she's leaving her husband Brett for Marciano. Now, I don't know if that's true, but Demi belongs in the loony bin. She should not be on television. Because when Demi is on television, she believes that she needs to do whatever it takes to be relevant and have a storyline at the expense of everyone else. And then it seems that her husband, Brett, who is 16 years her senior, but I'm going to say 17 because, you know, it just depends on when the birthday months fall, basically 2 decades older, that, let's see here, Jesse, in her video, her Fruity Pebbles video, or her reveal about what Fruity Pebbles is, she called Brett Grandpa Brett, right? I remember when Demi, I think it was season 1, she wanted to go skinny dipping. She called Brett and asked him, and he said, absolutely not. You can't go skinny dipping on camera. So Brett treats her like a parent. He's old enough to be her parent, and he treats her like a parent, and he's controlling. So what do you do when you're with a controlling partner and you had an emotional affair that cameras, your cast member, and everybody who watches the shows witnessed? What do you do? When you're Demi, you claim that somebody sexually assaulted you in order to cover up your own affair, emotional affair. And apparently she like kissed him, Marciano. So is that the right thing to do? To take a young person's name and slander it all because you are too afraid to tell the truth that you kissed Marciano? You all of a sudden you got to rope in sexual assault, and you got to rope in sexual assault all the while knowing 2 of your castmates and 2 of the women in Mom Talk have actually been sexually assaulted, actually, and raped. But you want to sit here and be like, sexually assaulted me, he grabbed my butt, he grabbed my like genitals, like, okay, girl. The same person that you had all those texts with, that person that you had all those texts with after this allegedly happened, the same person you had all those texts with and you were FaceTiming with your daughter, the same person who assaulted you, you're FaceTiming with your daughter? Okay. So when Demi made her claim, I think that she didn't think twice about it. I think that she just thought that she was going to hurt Marciano. Like, she didn't think about the fact that she probably put the nail in her own coffin when it comes to her fucking employment. Like, she's dumb. She's dumb as hell. She's evil and stupid. So I think she thought that Marciano might get booted from his show. And I think they said he was, but I don't think it has anything to do with this. I don't know. Anyways, so I don't think that Demi thought about, like, Hulu wanting to axe her for making a false allegation and becoming a liability. Like, on top of that, the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives fans hate Demi. A lot of people want her gone, and the show does not need her. Season 3 existed and thrived and was totally fine without her dumbass. So many people are calling for Demi to get fired. Demi effed up. And it's extremely rare when we see a new reality star just ruin everything, commit career suicide for themselves for no fucking reason. This woman claimed that she was a fan favorite in season one, remember? And it went to Demi's head. She wants to be famous. She's the one who said that Jesse is jealous that Lisa Vanderpump mentioned Demi's name and not Jesse's. Again, like I said, she's evil and stupid. She failed to mention that Lisa Vanderpump mentioned Demi to call her out for being a fucking liar. Lisa Vanderpump was on a red carpet and she said that she reviewed all of the footage from Vanderpump Villa and no sexual assault took place. So why would Jesse be jealous that somebody is on a red carpet calling you a liar? You know what I'm saying? Demi, she's over. She's done. So Demi has removed Mormon Wives from her bio on social media. I think that's huge. And people are always proud to claim the shows that they're on. Apparently some housewives do this during negotiations, but considering everything Demi has done, I don't think that's the reason. So
this isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Oh, hold on one second. I played a TikTok in my episode that was deleted. So I'm going to just read you what the girl said in the TikTok because I'm not going to try to play that a second time. So the TikTok says, Demi removed Mormon Wives from her Instagram bio while every other cast member still has it. That alone had people talking, but the situation gets even messier when you look at how season 3 has played out. Demi barely appeared in the first half of the season. No confessionals, no storyline, basically no presence at all. For a cast member who was front and center in previous seasons, that kind of vanishing act doesn't happen unless something behind the scenes has gone very wrong. Then came the reports that Demi asked Hulu for triple the salary of the other women. Producers didn't go for it, and sources say she walked out of negotiations upset. But let's be honest, the timing of everything suggests the network might have decided she wasn't worth the headache, and the drama didn't help. After Jesse exposed that wild Fruity Pebbles situation, Demi suddenly became the center of a scandal that Hulu definitely did not want attached to their show. Her short return in episode 6 felt more like damage control than a real comeback. Fans think Hulu is phasing her out quietly to avoid even more drama. Okay. So let's see here. That was the TikTok. That's what the girl said in the TikTok. The TikTok account is called Breaking News. So I think that once you put your employer in a position where you are making them vulnerable to lawsuits, your employer fires your ass. They set you loose. So shout out to Demi for being one of the biggest flops of 2025. I'm going to go ahead and read some comments online about Demi and her. So about Demi. So Chase, Miranda's ex-husband, who was swinging with Taylor Frankie Paul, and according to Taylor, he got feelings for Taylor and told her he was eating her. Chase was eating Taylor Frankie Paul out. So Chase was eating Taylor out and he fell for her, which I'm sorry is very funny. I'm sorry. So he was married to Miranda at the time when he caught feelings for Taylor, allegedly, because he was eating her pussy. Okay. And she was sucking his dick. So anyways, Chase commented on Instagram that Chase commented about Demi and he said, quote, owning up to pissing in Brett's mouth, but not that you flirt a little bit too much with a guy you accused of SA is certainly a choice. Enjoy the lawsuit. End quote. That was a bar, right, y'all? That was a bar. Because for Demi to come out, and as Chase says, own up to urinating in her husband's mouth, which is information we did not need to know. There's no video footage of it in our possession. We could have been left in the dark about whether what Jesse said was true or not. But she went ahead and confirmed it. And she's a habitual pathological liar, to the point that even when she confessed yes, or admitted that yes, she has peed in Brett's mouth, she said that she only did it once. Like, do you really think that that Jesse would have described it as he drinks her pee like dirty soda and guzzles it? Like, that is not how you describe a one-time activity. And if he loved her drinking it so much, according to Jesse, y'all, it's obvious that he would want to drink it on a regular basis, not a one-time, one-and-done thing, since he loves it more than soda. Right? So even when she's like confessing, she's lying. Let's see here. Demi is just, she's such a loser. Does she have any friends? Does she have any family? Like, because why the fuck did she even admit to it? Why? Let's see. So I'm going to read another comment. This one is from somebody named Kelly in 1986. So the comment says, quote, good TV is one thing, but, and she's talking about Demi. She goes, good TV, quote, good TV is one thing, but she exceeds beyond that. I don't want to be entertained by someone actually trying to destroy people's lives without truth or merit. That's not a TV villain. She's just a dangerous person. Demi wants domination and will weaponize false victimhood to conquer. It's disgusting to watch and washes away the important conversation and topics its cast members have been brave enough to share. Giving viewership to a personality or outlet like that feels morally wrong. End quote. Another bar, y'all. That's why I read it. Another bar. These people are reading to me, right? I agree with every single word she said. That's why I read it. I'm not going to dissect what she said because it's brilliant. Doesn't need any explanation. To me, it doesn't deserve to be on TV. She deserves to be pulled from TV. She's a liability to Hulu. It's just a wise business decision for Hulu to let her go. Another person said, quote, I feel like the assault was her last resort. Demi has been prepping for this from the start. Jen knows. So Demi tried discrediting Jen about her own abuse and bullied her almost to the point of leaving the show. Then she tried the cease and desist. I think she also tried to muddy the waters by planting information in the truth box about Brett having an affair and Jesse having an affair, maybe hoping Brett would admit to something so they would be even, or Jesse's affair would come out organically and hers would be forgotten. You know what? Sorry, I'm breaking away from this comment. Sorry, I'm reading my own words. I just want to say I'm breaking away from the comment. I completely forgot about the truth box. There was no truth box in season 3, and they need to bring that shit back because I love it. So back to what this person commented, quote, Demi may have even instigated the chase thing to test the waters and see if people would blindly believe her if she said she was assaulted. Remember, the women of Mom Talk do believe women. The minute Demi said Chase laid hands on her, they rushed to her defense, even though nobody saw what happened. They supported her and kicked him out of the party and had her back until they saw the footage. And even then, although they called her out, they did so gently. They did believe to me without a question, but they're not going to fall for it again, especially when her allegations don't match what they witnessed in the villa or other things she told them per Taylor. If the other women know or even strongly suspect that Demi is making false allegations against Marciano, taking her side means lying about Marciano and portraying him as a predator when they know he isn't. That's not okay. It's a serious allegation that could ruin his reputation and possibly his life. They're not going to help their frenemy frame an innocent man for sexual assault just to maintain the appearance of supporting women, nor should they. Okay? End quote. I'm stopping there. Let's see. It said, if women start regular exploiting our trust to escape accountability for affairs or get revenge on people they don't like, that is wrong, obviously. So let's see here. I'm not going to keep reading the comments. You get the gist. This episode is longer than my other episode, at least. My other episode was like 17 and change. I'm already at 20 minutes. Also, you probably already know that, what's her face? Whitney has been cast as Roxy Hart on Broadway. Good for Whitney, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess she really is trying to be an actor, dancer, singer, whatever it is she's trying to do. I guess I'm sad, but I don't get it. And I hope that she remains on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And the show's barely been on. I feel like she's trying to abandon it to try to be some like A-list actress. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I do think Demi is cute, though. And I do always enjoy her. I've always enjoyed her dancing on TikTok pre-Dancing with the Stars. I didn't really pay much to her Dancing with the Stars performances because I just don't really care about Dancing with the Stars very much. Anyway, so congrats to Whitney on being cast in Broadway. That begins February 2nd, I think. It's a 6-week run. I think it will be similar to when Ariana Madix of Vanderpump Rules and now Love Island, when she was on Broadway in Chicago, it's like they give you 6 weeks, and then if you're good, they like keep going and they'll bring you back, extend. Whitney's kids are really, really young, I think. I don't really think they're school age yet, so I think this is like the opportune time for her to be like pulling the family to New York for this. But anyways, that's it, y'all. Love you guys so much. You guys just, you contribute to why I love my Spotify Wrapped. And I will talk to you as soon as I can. Like I said, I think I want to, I might be wrong. Maybe I'll jump to recapping the reunion, the season 3 reunion of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives before I recap the other episodes. Who knows? But I'm incredibly busy, actually, these next few days. So we'll see. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.